This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Huge weekend with the Yankees and Red Sox, Jets and Giants. We're giving away tickets all morning long. I'm flipping coins at high school football games. I'm in parades on Sunday. The Italian-American Entertainer of the Year in Morris County. I'm telling you, I'm all over the place. It's the busiest weekend.
You are all over the place, man. You are just going to be like a man about town.
Yeah, why not?
A man of the peeps. I like it.
That's right. I'm giving speeches. I got everything. Everything lined up, you know?
I know you're going to probably talk to the Belport High School football team, right?
That's right, yes.
All right, so do you have a thought process down of what you're going to say? And are you talking to them right before the game?
No, not right before the game. Good. Okay. So there's a team breakfast.
Yeah, all the dads' clubs and moms' clubs put those team breakfasts on for all the high school teams around. Most schools have that, yes.
Yeah, so it's homecoming and a team breakfast, and I'll go up there and address the team quickly then.
Yeah, let's not be don't be up there for 5 minutes. You know, these kids got to focus on who they're playing.
No, I'm well aware of that.
Don't try to give a Newt Rockne speech like, get these guys. You know, all that
I can't
kind of
do
stuff.
That. That would be phony.
Give
I couldn't
a good
do that.
Message.
Yeah, no, I think I have something in my head about just, you know, appreciating that moment, the moment that you're in as a high school football player, because it's tough to recreate these moments again for the rest of your life.
Like, you could say that to the Yankees, too. You know, you could say the same message to the Yankees as well as the Belport High School football team.
I guess so, yeah. I guess so.
It's the same thing. Appreciate where you are right now. You know, look at, don't throw the ball over the first baseman's head. Let's go out there. Let's play baseball. Let's do what we've been doing our entire life.
Yeah, you got a chance today to beat the Red Sox in the playoffs for the first time in 14 years.
Tonight is not any different than any day that you've ever played baseball. Yeah. It's the same thing. Once the game starts, it's one pitch, it's one inning, right?
Yes, it's right.
Can you give me odds on a Yankee sweep?
On a Yankee sweep, I'll look for that for you.
Jerry, I'm with you, bro.
I'm going to put my money where my mouth is.
Jerry, I am with you, bro.
Yankees in three.
Jerry's worse than Al with the betting, I've decided.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not. Although I did win last night. Just saying.
But I did make a play last night on a Thursday for that.
But I'm not worse than him. He's
Patriots at -10.5.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. That's a good play.
So the Colts only dressed 44 guys last night. I've never heard of a football team dressing less than the max 46.
Partly why I did what I did was you telling me about how banged. I mean, I knew about Hilton. Yeah. I didn't realize they were missing 6, 7, 8 guys. And so I figured it's in Foxborough. What the hell?
That's right. So. I gave you the score of 33-20 yesterday in a CBS Sports Minute.
Oh, you missed that.
Yeah, but basically they're going to cover.
Just kidding with you.
You know, basically, Boomer was right, Jerry. Move on.
You were very close. I was
just
kidding.
I swear to God, Eddie, I'm going to take that Zeep and I'm going to shove it down your
throat. Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go.
Man, it's unbelievable.
You know, I got all sorts of stuff here on the game. Okay. All sorts of props. I don't have the futures right now in front of me as far as Yankees in a sweep. But, you know, money line stuff, first inning line, first inning
result. I
don't
want any of that. I want
Yankees
props,
in three. Game props.
I would just say, you know, I'm with you. I'm confident about the Yankees going up there and winning and then coming back home and taking it. But I don't know about the sweep.
Yankees,
their lineup is awesome too, man. You got to give them credit, man.
Yep.
I mean, you don't go 108 wins without having, you know, an unbelievable season.
This would be the Mariners all over again.
You think so?
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, and they won in five, and I think it was Joel Sherman who wrote that what they did in that series was Ichiro, who was the man. Remember when the MVP and the Rookie of the Year did nothing in that series?
Nothing.
Nothing. And that's what they need to do to Mookie Betts.
Was he healthy?
Which is, he was healthy. But that's what they need to do to Mookie Betts, which is going to be very difficult since Mookie Betts has just essentially crushed the Yankees this year, too.
He's been great. The whole lineup's been great.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. All right, so Fenway Park tonight, Game 1 ALDS. Here is Jay Happ getting the nod for this Game 1.
It feels good. I expect to go out and perform, and, you know, I'm happy to have the ball for sure.
He will get the ball, no doubt. He knows it's no easy task is what we're talking about with this lineup.
This is a team that won 108 games. And you don't see that very often.
Going to go down like dogs. Here's Aaron Boone. This is a World Series or bust for all teams remaining.
Any of these teams are capable of being great and capable of doing some special things. So, but you also relish that.
And take it in stride in the moment. Alex Cora talks about his starting pitcher, Chris Sale. Now, Sale, you know, has not pitched a whole lot since late July. Believes he will be fine.
We've been talking about him. 2 innings and 40 pitches and four innings and 60 and then 6 and 100. Now he's a full go.
Sale was asked if he's hoping to erase the memory of last year's ALDS. He was horrible in his first start, came in relief in the second, took the loss. He was 0-2 in the series against the Astros.
I'm not trying to erase anything. It happened, you know, and I'm not going to run away from it.
How about this? 57 games these two teams have played, the last 57. The Red Sox have won 29. The Yankees have won 28. So pretty damn close.
You know,
and it will be 31-29.
I think everybody up there has been affected by Belichick. That's what I think.
Meantime, and by the way, all the coverage here on The Fan all weekend long with the Yankees and the Red Sox. You had two games yesterday in the National League. Brewers-Rockies. This thing looked like the Brewers are going to win this thing and shut out Colorado the whole time through. 2-0 into the ninth. Colorado scores 2-2. But then in the 10th, Milwaukee broke that tie.
Still 0-2. Ottavino ready. Wants to pitch up again. The pitch is ripped into right field. That's a base hit, and that's the game. He threw him a fastball on the inside that time. Moustakas on an 0-2 count. Lines into right field. He's the hero.
And Milwaukee has a 1-0 lead in the NLDS as they win 3-2-10. That was Rockies radio.
That's why you get a guy like Moustakas on your team.
Yeah, you know why? Because he can go back to his experience in Kansas City, as he told TBS.
The more experience you get, the more exposure you get in these situations, your heartbeat slows down just a little bit. And, you know, just focusing on the moment, not letting it get too big or too small.
Calm, cool, and collected in the spot.
That's what I was trying to say about the Yankees and the youngsters that they have. Let's just go out and play baseball, nice and easy.
Now, this is the best I could find for you, Jerry.
All right.
See if you're interested in this.
All right.
So the series winner price, Yankees plus 130. Yeah. If it goes three, and I could go either way.
Okay.
But if it goes three games, the series, plus 260. So you can get of plus, 390 with those things combined if they happen. But I don't know. I cannot find on at
least. You can't find Yankees in a sweep. Any odds on that?
I mean, I kind of did if you combine those two things.
See, I would have thought it would more, but I guess that would be what it is.
Yeah, because it's you got plus 130 for the Yankees winning the series, and then plus 260 if the series goes.
So it's like a
three.
Two-bet parlay.
Yeah, sort of.
Essentially.
Right. So you'd get a combined almost plus 400 with those two
That's
things.
That's pretty good.
So yeah,
We will have to do that later. We'll effort that. So anyway, Colorado gets the win, 1-0 series lead there. Christian Yelich, 2-for-3, a two-run homer. And oh, by the way, he walked and scored the game-winning run. Dodgers, Braves last night, this wasn't close.
1-0 is a fly ball into center field. Going back is Inciarte Hay at the wall. He looks up, and it's a three-run home run for Max Muncy.
Oh, it's too bad.
And the Dodgers take a 4-0 lead.
What are we talking about over here?
A blood
Charlie name. Steiner on the Dodgers radio.
No, I made a bet. I got the Braves. He's got the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So,
oh, okay.
Look, it's one game, man. Just relax.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Just relax.
Clayton Kershaw tonight against Anibal Sanchez.
How's Clayton doing in the playoffs?
I mean, it's Clayton Kershaw.
This is going to be a little different.
Why is that?
Because I know the Braves.
So this is different than Chris
Sale? The
Braves
have
not played great. Bad Chris Sale was?
Because Braves have not played great since probably early August.
All right.
And you got Clayton Kershaw in a game two.
Okay.
With a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, at home.
Right.
In baseball, that doesn't mean anything.
Pay up now.
It's the Astros and the Yankees.
Dodgers in three. They wound up winning 6-0. Jock Peterson also homered. Kike Hernandez homered in the sixth inning as well. And Hyunjin Ryu, 7 scoreless innings, 4 hit ball. He struck out 8. So not too bad from Dave Roberts and the decision he made. Indians, Astros today at 2. Corey Kluber and Justin Verlander are the starters. Game 2, Brewers and Rockies at 4:15. You got Yanks and Red Sox at 7:30. And then game 2, Dodgers, Braves tonight at 9:40. NFL, Thursday night football, Patriots, Colts, and New England comes away with the win. That had a big lead. Indianapolis made a little bit of a run, and then you get a big strike.
At the 34, Brady in the pocket. Brady looking long, trying to set up receivers. Dials it up to the end zone. Brady, oh, it's caught! Josh Gordon, touchdown! Tom Brady joins the 500 touchdown club. A spectacular toss to Gordon.
What?
He just threw Peyton up. Manning and Brett Favre make room for Tom Brady.
Are you killing Ian Eagle?
He had 10 seconds to throw. Yes, he had 10 seconds to throw and just kind of threw it up like where he probably shouldn't have thrown it.
Right. There so were it was two not a spectacular right toss. There.
I guess for his 500th touchdown, I guess you can say that it was a spectacular toss, but I would just say that he threw it probably where he shouldn't have thrown it. And if you watch that play, if he throws it to where he should throw it immediately, it would have been a touchdown as well on the left side, and it was like a go route down the left side. I forget who it was. I don't know if it was Hogan or Julian Edelman, wide open.
So just
and
to be clear.
He looked at him and just said, let me just hold on to it here and heave it down the field.
So just to be clear, so Brady's throw sucked and Ian's call sucked.
No, I was just like the decision sucked and the throw. I don't know. Was that you? Do you think that was spectacular?
I don't. I think the catch was. I think Gordon coming back for it was pretty good.
And what's significant
about
it is Tom Brady now has a guy who can go up and get it for the first time in a little while.
That's the 71st or 72nd guy who's caught a touchdown pass from
it's
Tom
crazy.
Brady.
And Belichick said him and Brady and Gordon have been working a lot after practice together, so look out. The Patriots are back, Al, as he said to me earlier.
Andrew Luck threw for 365 yards.
They lost. Here's Belichick. Brady's the best.
No quarterback I'd rather have than Tom Brady, so he does a great job.
That was his 500th career touchdown, as Ian told us. Here's Josh Gordon. It's a long clip, but he doesn't shut up, so I got to keep playing it. How about catching number 500 from Brady?
To catch any pass from Tom is amazing, let alone some history-making catch or pass, for him. I told him congratulations, and I know there's many more for him to come. Hopefully, he's got a lot more left in him. I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah, so. You hope so if you're a Patriot fan, for sure. Here's Luck. We're simply not as good because we played too sloppy.
We're not going to win consistently until we learn how to get out of our own way, and that's not taking anything away from New England. I mean, they beat us fair and square. I mean, that was the better team today,
Yeah.
Andrew Luck's actually having a really good year, man.
Yeah, he threw 59 times again last night. And they asked him about that, too, about being concerned about how many throws he's had in the last 4 or 5 days. And he said, it's a lot, but no concern.
He and Matt Ryan are kind of like on parallel paths. They have these great numbers, but yet the team can't win.
Yeah, especially Matt Ryan, after that week one, has been back to his MVP form. He's been that good.
He's got, I think, 3 straight games with a quarterback rating over 110, and they've lost, 2 of the 3 games.
And now he's got that Steeler defense this week, which has been awful, given hemorrhaging points and yards to everybody. So
should be, assuming the weather is good and everything, that should be like the highest scoring game of the weekend, don't you think? I mean, last night was high scoring, but I could see where both teams go over 30 in this game.
Yeah, easily. Yeah,
Who's going to cover Calvin Ridley?
I think it's like 57.5 or something is the over-under total in that Steelers.
If one of the quarterbacks get hurt, then I can see it not getting to that point. But if both quarterbacks play all 4 quarters, it's going to be like back and forth. It's basically going to be like flag football.
Jets Broncos Sunday, Giants and Carolina Sunday as well. I didn't play the Felger and Maz audio. Do you want to hear that now? You want to wait? Because there's 6 clips that
I've heard it, so it's up to Boomer.
I don't know. You want to play one of the clips just so we can let people out there know what they're saying about us down here in New York?
This was reaction after the Yankees beat the A's.
Okay.
From them watching the game on TV and what they saw in the crowd.
That house full of Goombas, they get loud and they're into it, single pitch.
It is a house full of Goombas.
It is, and that's also
representing Bensonhurst. What's up, Yankees?
It's like the whole thing, like, there's very few minorities, there's very few women, there's very few kids.
I honestly don't know what they're talking about, but okay.
I was like, have you ever been to a Patriot game?
I know.
I mean, it's like almost the same crowd.
It's one dude with a chain and a Yankee jersey hanging off the next?
Yeah, from Brooklyn.
All of them. Yeah, that's unbelievable. It's like 50,000 Goombas hanging off each other. They're all the same.
Okay.
Where do all those dudes come from? With that dude fest.
The primordial ooze.
It's like, seriously.
Crawl out of it.
Brooklyn.
emptied the swamp and the same dude poured out.
God.
It was all the same guy. All 50,000 of them hanging off each other.
They're all called Vinny.
Like animals.
Yeah. Like animals. I mean, it's one of those look in the mirror moments.
Look at a Red Sox crowd. Like they're making fun of Italian Americans.
No.
I mean, you know, Gio, if I were you, since you are the Italian American Entertainer of the Year with Morris County, I think you should take exception to that.
Yeah.
Make sure you're on that float. Goomba Nation.
Yeah, I know, my people.
You too, Jerry. Stupid.
I don't care. No, it's such nonsense.
That was sort of funny, though.
Yeah, whatever. Rangers lost to the Predators 3-2, and the Islanders had an overtime win over the Hurricanes 2-1. Josh Bailey, the game winner there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.